Watchers for the week, 21 to 26 July 2002.
A customer has rung up to complain about Mike's milk delivery.
Well, if he left your milk in a different place, there must have been a very good reason. Yeah, I'm sure the birds could have pecked through the cap, but they didn't, did they? No, I assure you, Mike values your custom a great deal. You won't find a more conscientious milkman. Yeah, all right, I'll make sure that he knows. Goodbye. Oh, honestly, some people.
What was that all about?
One of your customers phoning to complain.
Who was it?
Mrs. Wilkins.
Oh, number 10 Gleeblands.
That's right.
I knew it. One of her kids left their bike out on the porch yesterday. I didn't want to move it in case I woke them all up, so I put her milk on the other side of the usual.
Is that all?
Yeah, I knew there'd be a good reason.
Why didn't she phone yesterday if she was so bothered about it?
I don't know. But I'm sure she'll be fine when everything's back to normal tomorrow.
So long as she doesn't decide she'd be better off going to the supermarket in future.
Well, she'd be a fool if she does, because she won't get a better service anywhere.
Yeah, too right.
Anyway, I'm off now to see how the hens are doing, if you don't mind helping Brenda finish clearing up.
No, that's fine.
See you later, Mum. Can you pass that pan?
Yeah, okay. Typically your mum, that is.
What's that?
Why she stood up for me, no questions asked.
She was right to.
Well, I know, but she didn't actually know what had happened.
Yeah, but she trusted you, didn't she?
That's more than that, though. It's loyalty, that's what it is. And she didn't make a big fuss about it, neither, not like some people would.
It's called love, Dad.
Yeah. I'm a lucky man to have her.
Well, maybe you should let her know how much you appreciate her.
You're right, Brenda, I should do.
So how about taking her to the dinner dance at the cricket club, then, like Groy suggested?
Ah, well, I don't know about that.
Why not? She'd love it.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't suppose she'd like being stuck with a clodhopper like me.
You're not a clodhopper. You're quite good at line dancing.
Oh, that's different. A lot easier than all them fancy dances.
No, it isn't. I can just see you two waltzing round together.
I can't.
Oh, Dad, it'd be like a dream come true for Mum. You know how much she loves all those Fred Astaire videos?
Fred Astaire? I can't compete with him.
Don't be daft. No one there will be dancing like him.
Yeah, least of all me, Brenda. Get real.
Not even from Mum.
Well, I'd only go and spoil it for her, wouldn't I?
Oh, come on. Pass me that casserole dish.
Yeah, well, the last thing she wants is me showing her up.
Honestly, Dad, it's about having a go and enjoying yourself. Nobody's going to be judging you or anything.
Yeah. Well, I'd still be holding her back, so I reckon it's a bit of a non-starter, really.
Oh, good shot, Alistair.
Oh, yes. Oh, good stop.
Yes. Eventually look very determined.
Well, I think you'll still have the measure of them.
Let's hope so.
I hear you had a visit from Lewis yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. He was showing us his latest plans for the conversion.
What did you think?
Yeah, they're very good. He's put a lot of thought into how a modern surgery can be fitted into an old building without destroying the feel of it.
Oh, so will he just be using the existing buildings?
No. We'll need to add a waiting room and a reception area. He's drawn up some very sympathetic designs.
Well, how about parking? You haven't got that much space, have you?
No, but we're extending the existing hard standing.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure it'll all be marvellous once it's finished.
Yes.
Do you think Janet would dress up as an 18th century vicar?
What on earth for?
Oh, well, I'm still looking for guys to show people around Lower Loxley on these historical theme weeks they're doing.
Oh, you're joking. She's got a full-time job, Kenton. And she's getting the vestry into shape to use for counselling sessions when the surgery closes.
That's a pity.
Besides, it wouldn't be very accurate, would it?
Why not?
Well, they didn't have women vicars in those days.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, well, never mind. I've still got a couple of weeks. I should be able to find enough people before then. Oh, great shot!
Yes, it was! Well done, Alistair.
Oh, by the way, I've invited Kathy to the birthday party. That's all right, isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so. I dare say we can find room for one more around the table.
Nah, I knew you wouldn't mind.
No, of course not.
Right. Well, I think I'll take a little stroll round the country park, seeing as we appear to have this one in the bag.
Oh, I bet Linda was pleased when she saw the digger back in her paddock last night.
Sure, that woman never gives up.
Nah. Well, I told her it was only temporary, like. I mean, where else am I going
to
put it?
Dunno, but you can hardly blame her for getting upset. Big, noisy thing to have to put up with.
I'll be out working with it most of the time. She'll never know it's there.
Except when you goes out in the morning and comes home at night.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Dad.
Here's your other pint.
Oh, it's all right, Bessie. Here. I bumped into Fat Paul at the car boot today.
Oh, yeah?
He's got his JCB working over Edgeley Way for the next 3 weeks on some housing development.
Nice work, if you can get it.
That's what I written. And he wrote, one thing led to another, and we started talking about them dancing diggers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. They're supposed to be really good.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And he wrote, seeing as Paul's so close for the next few weeks, we thought we might give it a go ourselves.
Well, how would you manage that?
Easy. We'll get our JCBs together after work and come up with some routines. We're going to call ourselves the Disco Diggers.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. We could be a big draw at the summer fight.
There's only two of you. Look daft.
That's what Paul reckoned at first. But if you think about it, it's a lot easier to get two machines moving in harmony than six.
Moving in harmony?
Yeah. After we've practised a bit first, of course. It's all down to communication, see.
Got it all worked out, have you?
Well, not the fine detail. We just need a way of making sure we move together. Raising and lowering the shovels and that.
Well, just as long as you don't try doing disco diggers at Willow Farm.
Oh, don't worry, we won't.
Are you sure it's a good idea?
Of course it is. We can get a bit of publicity if you put our name down the side of the digger like Paul has. Oh, it'll be a right laugh. Take a hat round too.
You reckon?
Yeah. Because even if it don't work, we'll just go and get plastered in the beer tent afterwards.
So Paul's agreed to do the feat, is he?
Well, he wants to see if it works first. But I don't see no harm in telling the committee to pencil us in.
What if they don't want it?
Oh, they will. You'll see.
Yeah! Oh, we won the game!
Cracking shot, Roy!
Well done! I thought we'd be done for. That's brilliant.
Oh, you can usually rely on Roy in a tight spot.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Sheila, thanks for inviting us to your party. It's very kind of you.
Oh, that's all right, Brenda.
Yeah, Kenton told us about it just now. It'd be nice to celebrate your birthday in style.
Yes, it will. You're both very welcome.
Are there lots of people coming?
Well, we haven't actually finalised numbers yet.
Still got plenty of space. Have as many as you want at the stables, haven't you?
Yes, we're very lucky there.
Oh, sorry, I want to catch Roy. There's something I need to talk to him about.
Do you want me to wait?
No, it's okay. I'll see you back home.
Okay, Brenda.
Well, I'm glad Kenton's putting the word around.
Yeah, sounds like quite a bash.
It's not often we get together for our birthday.
No, I suppose not.
But I do need to talk to him because there's still something we haven't decided yet.
Oh, well, that's lucky. He's coming this way.
Yes, isn't that fortunate?
Anyway, I expect Betty will be wondering where we've got to, so I'll leave you to it.
Okay, Mike.
Cheers, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Mike. Good finish, wasn't it?
Yeah, cracker.
See, I told you Ambridge would do it in the end.
Yes, you did.
Edging out Edgeley on a Sunday afternoon. Oh, what more could you ask for?
Just what do you think you're doing, inviting the Tuckers to our party?
Well, that's all right, isn't it? You get on with them.
Well, of course we do, but that's not the point.
Isn't it?
No. This was supposed to be a family dinner party. And now suddenly you're inviting all the world and his wife.
We never said it was just a dinner party, did we?
Of course we did. Or at least that's what I always understood.
Well, I'm sorry, Sheila. We must have got our wires crossed.
Yes, I think we must.
Yeah, here was I going around telling all these people...
Wait, how many others have you invited?
Well, apart from the Tuckers, you mean?
Yes.
Well, actually invited only Kathy so far.
Oh, thank goodness.
But Mike thought Roy would love to come with Hayley, and then, we couldn't leave out Mrs.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Kenton.
If it's a problem, I can always tell them we've changed our minds.
No, of course you can't. Not now they're expecting to come.
If I'm completely honest, I do find dinner parties a little, stuffy, I suppose.
I don't. I think they're just fine.
Oh, come on, Sheila. It'll be more fun if we let our hair down, have a dance and a few drinks.
Yes. Well, that's what it'll have to be now.
Thanks. You're a real star.
Just make sure you tell me before you start inviting anybody else, though.
Of course I will. Oh, and don't you worry about buying the drinks. I'll take care of those.
Lord, it's hard to be humble. When you're perfect in every way.
That's it, Eccles. You're getting the hang of it.
I can't wait to look in the mirror.
That snow will malaria.
Yeah, it don't matter if she does.
We don't want to wind her up no more, do we?
No, I suppose not.
Yeah, they'd go at you about singing too loud on the other week.
I know.
No, you got to tread careful on this one, or she'll sling us all out of that paddock.
She wants us all out, any role.
I know, but if we keep her head down, maybe she'll let us stay a bit longer.
I told her, as soon as I find somewhere else to put the digger, it'll be out of that paddock in a flash.
I know you did, yeah.
Well, you saw how she blew up from me and how much it took to bring her back down again.
Oh, yeah, you taught your way out of that one, all right.
Yeah. But then she had a go at you.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, for crazy. Oh, I don't know.
Two little animals on that vast expanse of grass.
What does a stuck-up, uncountess type like her know about overgrazing?
You hear me, Rhoda? I told her baby spice was dried off, so sparse grazing was just what she needs.
You were wasting your breath.
They can't have too much condition when they're calving. Bartleby can get by perfect, as long as he gets extra hay and oats.
But would she listen?
No, she ain't interested. She said the grass had to be rested, and that's that. Clearly won't let me have them in the garden.
Well, she probably thinks they'll wreck it.
So I'll have to ask round till I find you somewhere else,
eh? Oh, you'll be lucky. Mrs. Snell, just gonna have to wait, that's all.
Yeah, right. If only that digger didn't make so much noise, eh?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, though. What? Disco diggers is gonna be a sensation.
You reckon?
Definitely. With all the other work it's getting, with all the landscaping, well, it's a good investment, Dad. No doubt about that.
Caroline finds Linda considerably out of sorts.
Oh, Caroline. Sorry, it's a wretched hay fever. I wasn't expecting to see you until this afternoon.
No, we came back earlier than expected.
Oh, I see.
So I thought I didn't need this morning off after all. You busy?
Well, not yet, but we have got that delegation arriving at 2.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a nice weekend?
Well, I'm afraid not.
Oh, dear.
In fact, it could hardly have been worse.
Really?
You see, Eddie brought his digger back into the paddock on Saturday.
But I thought he was keeping it at Willow Farm.
But he was. But Mike and Betty don't want it there either.
Understandably.
Eddie says it's only temporary.
Well, let's hope so.
He said that before. Oh, I'd just spoken to a man at the council about it, but that was a complete waste of time. He said they couldn't intervene because it's a personal dispute over private land.
Oh, that's a pity.
Well, it's more than a pity. It's downright unhelpful. You'd have thought the noise pollution alone was enough to make this a public matter.
Yes,
sir. I'm wondering whether I should take the matter up with the police. I just don't know.
Oh, is that a book on wildflowers?
Oh, yes, it is.
Are you looking for a candidate for the county flower?
Oh, no. I'm already convinced it should be the early gentian, or gentianella anglica. I was just looking at the opposition.
That sounds very keen.
Well, I volunteered to be a county leader, organising project committees, helping choose the most appropriate flower, that sort of thing.
Yes, of course.
And I need to be sure of my ground. Although, I have to say, the early gentian does seem the obvious choice for a wildflower to represent Borsetshire.
Does it?
Oh, yes. It's almost unique to our county.
I thought it was almost unique to Sawyer's Farm.
Well, yes, it probably is.
Don't you think it'd be dangerous to draw too much attention to it?
But not at all. I think it will thrive on the oxygen of publicity.
I'm not so sure.
The more people are aware of it, the better they will be able to appreciate its rare and numinous qualities.
You don't know where Roy is, do you?
Well, he was in the ballroom last time I saw him. But I think he may have gone out to meet a supplier.
Oh, pity. I wanted to tell him the good news about Lord Netherbourne.
Oh, yes? What's that?
He's agreed to be the referee for our football match at the Fete.
Well, I'm surprised he wants anything to do with such an unattractive spectacle.
Oh, no, no. He thinks it's a splendid idea, reviving an ancient tradition like that.
Caroline, you know me. Ancient traditions are my forte, but this, well, so barbaric. Does Lord Netherbourne know what he's let himself in for?
Yeah. I'll probably have to arrange a place where he can see what's going on, but keep out of harm's way. After all, he is getting on a bit.
Well, rather him than me, I must say.
Anyway, if you do see Roy, tell him to come and see me in my office.
I will. Oh, good morning. How may I help you?
Some of those designs were so frumpy.
No. You hardly expect to be in a fashion parade when you're heavily pregnant. Do they have to be so sensible?
Well, I think you did very well to find those tops and the two pairs of trousers.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have been a bit stuck if I was looking for evening wear, though. A very generous waistband.
Never mind. I'm sure you'll soon have your figure back afterwards.
Hope so. Can't say I'm looking forward to all those postnatal exercises.
You've still got a long way to go before you start worrying about those. Siobhan, are you all right?
Yes. I'm fine. I think that was the baby.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Oh, how exciting.
It moved. It really moved.
Is it first time?
I've never been certain before.
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yes. There's definitely someone inside there.
Go on! Go on! Go on, girl. That's it. That's where you are. Oh, thanks for helping, Ed. It's always easier moving cattle with two of you.
No problem. Go on, in you go.
Go on there. So how are you getting on with the dirt, mate?
Oh, it's good now, thanks. It was great having your barn to mend it in.
Well, there we are. That should keep him happy for a while.
Yeah, decent bit of grass. Your bull looks happy and all.
Yes, he does. So, what's happening with Dross at the moment, then,
Well, we're looking for a new singer.
Really?
Yeah, we're seeing someone on Wednesday. This bloke rang Fallon up after he saw us at the gig last week.
Oh, that sounds promising.
I don't know, he might be rubbish.
But you never know.
No, I suppose not. I mean, the trouble is, whatever happens, it's going to be awkward with Jazza.
Yes, I imagine it will be.
Stu reckons if we get a new singer, then he's going to leave. Oh, that's just stupid, though.
Right.
I mean, just because Jazza ain't up to singing no more, doesn't mean he still can't be part of the band.
What would he do instead, huh?
Be on the technical side, you know, doing sound checks and shifting stuff like a roadie.
Well, it's quite a different role, isn't it?
Yeah, but we've got to get a new singer. I'd do it if I could, but I'm not really good enough.
No, I'm sure it must be difficult.
I mean, does Stu still want this band to go places or what? Of course, it'd help Jazza feel he was still part of us if Sid allowed him to go into the Bull for rehearsals. Yeah, Fallon keeps asking her mum to see if she can persuade Sid, but I don't know if she's even tried yet. I mean, what's the problem with letting Jazza back? I mean, if it's just as a roadie.
Yeah, but it's got to be Sid's decision, Ed. It's nothing to do with what Jazza's doing in the band.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, Ed, there's a favour I wanted to ask.
Yeah?
Well, I'm going away this Saturday for a few days, probably back by the end of the week. And, I need someone to come over each morning and run their eye over the stock. Well, just in case there are any problems.
All right.
Well, I was wondering if you'd mind doing that for me. I pay the usual rate, of course.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Chocolate eclairs. How naughty.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel we've got something to celebrate. Junior's first kick.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, that's worth at least 500 calories.
More than that, I'd say.
You look wonderful. Do you know that?
No, stop. You sure Nigel doesn't mind you taking the time off?
Of course. After all work and no play makes Lizzie a dull girl, as he keeps telling me.
Does he now? He's quite right, of course. I think I should let you take me shopping more often.
Well, I can't guarantee it'll be too often, but I'm sure we can manage it every now and again.
Oh, there it goes again. It's playing for Ireland.
Well, let's hope he doesn't want to play at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, I think I could do without that.
If you bring me the mozzarella and tomatoes out of the fridge, I can make them into a tricolore salad with the avocado.
Very enterprising. I've got some basil as well, eh?
Oh, lovely. I still feel a teensy bit guilty about leaving early today.
Well, considering the hours you usually put in, I don't think you shall feel guilty at all.
No, I suppose not.
Besides, you went in this morning when you didn't have to.
Yeah. And I really couldn't bear having to listen to Linda going on about her problems with Eddie and the digger any longer.
Here you are.
Thanks.
One has to feel sorry for her, though.
Oh, I do. But it's as if she expects me to come up with a solution. Really, she has to sort it out for herself.
G&T.
Smashing. I think it's very brave of you to leave Ed in charge next week.
Well, I don't. He's the ideal person for the job.
On paper, yes. I suppose he can be conscientious when he chooses.
Precisely.
Oh, I know what I was going to tell you.
What's that?
Roy mentioned this idea that he and Brenda have come up with.
Oh, yeah?
You know the dinner dance coming up? The cricket club one?
Yeah?
Well, they want Mike to sweep Betty off her feet on the dance floor.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
Only trouble is, Mike's convinced he's got two left feet. Can't dance, he says.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, as Roy pointed out, he cuts a fine figure on the line dance floor.
So, there shouldn't be any reason why he can't learn to waltz or foxtrot, is
that
there?
Is exactly what I said. Oh, Oliver, careful with the knife.
What? Oh, sorry. I dare say we could teach Mike a thing or two, then, don't you?
Yes. But not to this music.
Huh? Ah. No, probably not.
I'm glad you said that, though. Because Roy phoned Mike and we've persuaded him to come over to Grey Gables on Thursday for a lesson.
Did he take much persuading?
Little bit. But in the end, he sounded quite keen to give it a go.
Marvellous. Sounds like great fun.
So, you'll be able to come and give us a hand then, won't you? Show him the ropes.
Well, you know what I reckon.
Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm fed up with you getting on my case about it every time.
If you want to work for Sterling, that's your problem. Right. Oil level's okay?
The way I see it, it's work. I'm good at it, and Oliver's a decent bloke, whatever you say.
Why are you getting so worked up about it? Yeah, let's take a look at the filter.
You just love winding me up, don't you?
Not really. It's not worth it. Here comes trouble.
She don't look too happy, does she?
No, she don't.
Eddie? Eddie Grundy? You promised me this was only going to be temporary.
It is. I just ain't managed to finalise the alternative arrangements yet.
It is now 2 days since you brought this machine back onto my land.
Yeah, I know. But you can't just whistle up overnight accommodation just like that.
I dare say. But neither do I see why I should be forced to put up with the sight of this ugly brute every time I open my curtains in the morning.
You wouldn't have to if you got up a bit later. I'm usually out of here by 8 o'clock.
No, Eddie, no. It is not funny.
Yeah, no, I know it isn't.
You've got to admit, though, it's hardly ever here except at night.
Yes, but it's the damage it does when it is. I mean, look what it's like round the gateway. There's no grass left.
It'll grow back.
Not if that thing is trundling backwards and forwards over it every day.
Yeah, all right. I promise I'll find somewhere else just as soon as I can.
What? Does that mean you won't be moving it today?
I can't. This maintenance work won't be finished till after it gets dark.
Oh. Well, I'm sure there must be a health and safety regulation about not having industrial plant in the same field as livestock.
Well, if there is, it's a new one on me.
Yeah, besides, you've already asked Grandad to move Bartleby and Baby Spice, so that should take care of that one.
Exactly.
But what about Demeter? Isn't it enough that you scare the wits out of the poor creature every time you bring it in here?
Well, I thought you kept her over the other side.
This ground is far too soft to support such heavy equipment. We're too close to the river.
Oh, come on,
no,
Missus.
No, I'm warning you. I am very near the end of my tether. If you don't stop using this paddock as an industrial car park, then I shall be forced to call in the police.
That told us. Oh, you don't reckon she'll call the police, do you?
No. You know Linda Snell always likes to kick up her foot. She'll get over it.
Susan's fed up with her lot, but Cathy feels just the opposite.
I got this morning, it says we're being assigned to the health centre in Borchester. But Roy, Ailey and Phoebe have got to go to Hollerton. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, I know. And you're not the first person who's complained,
no,
either.
I'm not surprised.
It's been a constant stream all day.
Yeah, it does seem daft. Jamie and Sid will have different doctors now.
Why can't Roy go to the same one as Daddy?
It doesn't matter, Jamie. Hurry up and choose your sweets before Kenton comes back.
Do you think they just drew a line down the middle of the village and said one side goes to Ollerton and the other to Borchester.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You haven't loaned out that copy of What Women Want, have you?
Well, Robert came in for it about half an hour ago.
Oh, no. Knew I should have put it to one side. A night in with Mel Gibson.
Did they tell you why they weren't sending everybody to the same surgery, Susan?
Actually, Cathy, I finished work 10 minutes ago.
Oh, dear.
She's a bit touchy, isn't she?
Well, it's difficult when you're the person people see first. And it's not as if you can talk to the PCT directly, either.
Well, didn't they say there was a helpline?
Well, yeah, but they never answer the questions you really want answered, like why they made the decision in the first place.
Well, do you think Tim gets his fair share of complaints, too?
Oh, I expect so.
Well, you can't really blame him, either.
No, it's very tricky.
Well, I bumped into Jolene earlier. She still looks very tanned.
I don't suppose you've seen the photographs.
No, I haven't.
Sid was showing us in the bull last night.
Oh, were they good?
Oh, yeah. Very glamorous and exciting, especially the Nashville ones.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Mind you, some of them looked a little bit, well, tacky, to be honest.
We had our honeymoon in the Lake District.
Yes, I know. Some lovely walks up there.
We visited the Pencil Museum.
Oh, really?
Not quite the Grand Old Opry, is it?
No.
I missed the joke.
Oh, hello. No, not really. Is it raining?
It just started, unfortunately. Still, I've got the car outside.
Good.
And I'd say it's about time he went to see this film.
Ah, oh, Jamie's just choosing some sweets. They're all so expensive at the cinema.
Oh, aren't they just?
Come on, you lot. Get inside before it starts chucking it down.
Can I buy a comic?
I expect so. Go and have a look with Josh.
Oh, hiya, Ruth.
What are you up to?
Just off to the cinema.
Oh, the old you. We haven't been for ages.
Can't we go to the cinema?
Maybe at the weekend, if you're lucky. And seeing as it's a quieter week on the farm.
How about this box of chocolates, Jamie?
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Yes, please.
That's far too big.
Oh, no, it isn't. Bet Jamie's got a big appetite. Anyway, it's my treat.
Yummy.
Here you go, Betty. Oh, and can you take for those things of Jamie's too?
Oh, looks like somebody's got a bit of a sweet tooth.
Well, I thought that was the whole point of going to the cinema, stuffing yourself while you watch the big screen.
Oh, I think I'll leave that to you two boys. David's always like that. He never stops eating from start to finish.
But it's obviously an Archer family tradition. Well, amongst the men, at any rate.
Well, I hope you enjoy yourselves.
Thanks. I'm sure we will. Come on, you two, let's go.
Bye.
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 They seem to be getting on well together, don't they?
Yeah, they do. It's nice.
Are you still working on the farm now the kids are on holiday?
In the office sometimes, at the end of the day, if I'm not too tired.
Oh, can't be easy.
The children come round the farm with me as well. Pip loves walking the cows.
Oh, that's nice.
And Josh is always happy looking for eggs. They like to watch the grandad training Molly too.
Oh, so you obviously got her back all right in the end.
Oh, yeah. No thanks to Kenton.
Well, sounds like you've got plenty to keep the children amused.
I think we'll manage.
But I remember how pleased I used to be, though, when September finally came round.
I know. Josh will be starting school then. But it seems a long way off just at the moment. You're home early.
Yeah, well, we carried on for a bit in the rain, but it wasn't really worth it, so Debbie sent us home.
Oh, right.
Brian wasn't so keen on letting us go, mind.
I'll put your dinner in the oven to eat up.
What's our love?
We've all had ours.
Oh, that's all right. I just saw Linda.
Did you?
She's really upset about having to put up with Eddie's JCB on her paddock.
Thought he was going to move it.
He said he would, but he won't, unless she makes him.
Oh, good luck to her.
Why do you let Christopher turn his music up so loud?
Oh, it's a lot quieter than it was.
I wouldn't mind if it was something decent. Is Emma in?
Oh, yeah. William's coming round in a minute.
I'm a bit worried about those two going off together on Friday.
They're only going to the game fair, and they're coming straight back again afterwards.
I know, but it's a long way down to Hampshire, and... Well, she isn't even 18 yet.
Please, Neil, can we talk about this another time?
Well, it's important.
Look, I haven't had a particularly good day, all right?
Why? What's the matter?
Apart from losing my job in 3 weeks' time, you mean?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Oh, it's just been horrible all day. Everybody moaning about having to go to Hollerton or Borchester when we close down.
Well, it does seem a bit stupid.
It's not my fault, though.
No, I know, love.
Even Betty was having a go at me in the shop.
Oh, no, that's not fair.
And did you know Katrina has already found herself another job?
Well, the practice manager?
Yeah.
Whew, she's done well.
Mind you, it is the other side of Borchester.
Huh?
She said there was nothing closer. Do you know what? I reckon I'm going to have to start looking further away.
Well, not too far, though, love.
Well, if there aren't any jobs round here, I've got to.
Well, you've still got the shop.
That's not enough on its own.
I don't know.
If a really good full-time job came up somewhere like Felpersham, say, then... Well, then I think we should consider moving.
Now, hang on a minute. Who said anything about moving?
Look, it could be just what we need, Neil. A fresh start.
No, love. You're just upset about losing your job, that's all.
Oh, it's not that. I mean it.
But why?
Well, I'm not saying we should move. Just that we shouldn't rule it out as a possibility.
No, love. I don't think so.
I'll get it. It's for me. Hi. Is that William?
Yes, Susan.
Don't stay out too late, Emma. You've got work tomorrow.
Yeah, Dad, we know.
We won't.
She wants to be careful what she gets up to with that boy.
Well, here's to Mum and Dad.
To Phil and Jill for giving us a night off.
Oh. Of course, what I should have done is gone to Nets.
But you couldn't because of the rain. Never mind.
We'll have to put off spraying the spuds a couple of days too, I reckon.
No one's waiting to be served in here, are they?
No, you're fine, Betty. You can relax.
Oh, that's good. You're going to be playing in this football match at the Fete, David?
Ooh, I might just be persuaded.
And your Roy's been chatting to the Darrington lads, and apparently they're really keen.
Oh, great. It should be a good game, then.
So long as we can get a decent side together.
Yeah, it's true. Well, judging by their cricket team, they'll have some pretty hefty lads.
Yeah, I think that's what Roy's worried about. He reckons that Ambridge needs to call a meeting to discuss tactics.
Tactics? I thought you just grabbed the ball and run like hell.
Oh, I think we can be a bit more sophisticated than that. No, Roy's right. If we're going to be outgunned, then we need to be cleverer than them.
That's going to be difficult.
Oh, well, thanks for the support. No, what I mean is we should discuss military tactics, you know, pincer movements and the like.
You've been watching Gladiator too much.
You may mock.
Just hope nobody gets badly hurt.
Oh, that's true. Because the St. John ambulance will have to check whether you're Hollerton or Borchester now before they know where to take you.
Right.
It's bizarre, isn't it? I mean, I live a stone's throw from my parents, but we've now got to go to different surgeries 14 miles apart.
Well, just don't mention it if Susan comes in.
I won't.
Have you seen the poster Linda's put up about her early gentian?
Yes, right up Linda's street, isn't it?
Choosing a flower to represent Borsetshire is a serious business.
Well, so long as we're not subjected to party politicals on behalf of the Flower Power Party.
I think it'd be better to choose something people are more familiar with.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody ever sees that flower, do they? Didn't your granddad make a suggestion for the county flower, William?
Not that I know of. Can we have a couple of more packets of smoky bacon?
Yeah, of course. He did, you know. Meadow saffron. Joe reckons there's plenty on the SSSI at Grange Farm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that pink one. Yeah, it's nice.
That 70p, please.
Cheers.
Well, you make sure that your granddad gets plenty of support for it, William.
There's nothing wrong with the early gentian.
Yeah, I know. I just hate seeing Linda get her own way all the time.
I reckon my dad would agree with you on that. There you go, Em.
You know what I'd really like to do for my 18th?
Have a party upstairs here, like your mum and dad suggested?
No, I'm not bothered about that.
Well, it's not a bad idea. And they said they'd pay for it.
No, I don't really like big parties. And anyway, everyone would just get drunk and really stupid.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, it isn't. I just want to be with you.
But we do that anyway.
I mean, I want to go away with you. For a few days somewhere. A holiday, you know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean it.
But we're going away this Friday. And I'm not sure your dad likes us doing even that.
We're not staying over, though, are we?
Can you imagine your parents agreeing to that?
They might do if I talk to them.
Yeah, they might.
But you'd like to, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, of course I would. It'd be brilliant.
Well, I know we can't afford it on our own, but well, if they let us use the money they were going to give us for the party...
Well, you could try.
Yeah, I will. I'll see what Mum thinks.
A meringue, a noodle, and an ocelot.
What's that?
It's a big cat, like a leopard.
I'm sorry, Jamie, but you'll have to finish now, love.
We haven't finished Grandma's shopping yet. Can't Kenton come in?
Yes, of course he can, but I expect he's tired. After all, he's taken swimming to the cinema and for a pizza.
You're not tired, are you?
Oh, sorry, I must have dozed off there.
No, Jamie, I mean it, love. Off you go and get ready for bed.
Oh, all right.
I'll be up in a minute.
I think he's enjoyed himself.
Oh, he has, and so have I.
It's been a lovely way to spend my day off.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, would you like to come in for a nightcap?
Actually, I won't. I've got to get up early tomorrow and see if I can find those extra guides.
It's a shame Frieda and Bert turned you down.
Oh, I know. They'd have been the perfect ancient rustic couple.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure you'll find someone else.
I haven't enjoyed a day as much as this for ages.
Well, thank you.
Parting is such sweet sorrow, as somebody once said. Well, good night, my princess. I shall see you on the morrow.
Good night, Kenton.
Linda is determined not to let Eddie off the hook.
Sorry, Mrs. Snell. I didn't see her behind the washing. Oh, it's typical, isn't it? As soon as you put it out, you just know it's going
to
rain.
I really want to speak to Eddie.
Why? What's the matter?
It's Demeter. She's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's he got to do with Eddie? He's been round the back all afternoon, sorting out his ornaments.
Yeah, and I just finished.
Oh, that's good, love, because Mrs. Snell wants
to... What have you done with her?
Who?
My goat. You've done something to her, haven't you?
I don't know what you're talking about. I touched your goat.
Of course you have.
I ain't seen no goat round here. Why do you think Eddie's done something to her?
Revenge! What? This is his way of getting back at me for complaining about his digger and the grazing.
Oh, come off it, Mrs.
First, he fills my paddock with animals.
Hardly fills.
Then before I can turn round, there's a great digger churning everything up.
It's a temper.
And now Demeter has gone.
But...
I came back from work not half an hour ago and she's nowhere to be seen. Her tether has been cut right through.
Well, she can't have gone far. I'm sure there'll be a simple explanation.
Of course there is. It's him. Please... Tell me you haven't done away with her. I could bear almost anything but that.
Oh, I've had enough of this. You don't know what you're talking about.
It has to be you. No one else has a motive.
Oh, now, don't you think you're getting a bit carried away?
Well, I'm not staying here to be insulted. You want to get your facts straight before you go around accusing people?
I won't rest until I know the truth.
Oh, dear. Look, I can't believe for a moment that Eddie would harm your goat.
Why not? It'd be typical of this family.
Oh, well, look, I know you're upset since the digger...
Upset. Upset barely describes it. Added to which, it is quite obvious. Joe has completely ignored my request to find alternative grazing.
Oh, no, no. Actually, he has been asking around, but he ain't had no luck so far.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's simply not good enough. They can't say that I haven't warned them.
What do you mean, warned? Mrs. Snell?
What's got her goat?
Edward.
Yeah, well done, Mum. That was classic.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, I reckon.
Don't be so childish, you two. Why can't you do something useful for once instead of just gulping? Drive me up the wall.
I told you they were all barking.
Yeah, too right.
I can't wait till we've made our first million so we can just walk away from all this.
Yeah, me too. Then I'll never have to go in the bull again.
What's the matter with Sid, anyway?
I don't know. You thought he'd be happy after the honeymoon.
Well, he's not going to budge on Jazza, though, is he?
I could ask Mum to give it one last try.
What's the point?
Well, the point is we could lose Stu, and then it don't matter whether this guy tonight's any good or not.
Well, let's see what he's like first. He's either going to be brilliant or a complete waste of space.
These showers are a pain, aren't they?
This looks like more than a shower. Wouldn't be surprised if that's it for the day now.
I don't suppose you've managed to get much combining done.
I'm about 4 hours on the rope this morning, but nothing since lunch.
Very frustrating.
Damn right it is. This rate, we'll be really pushed to get finished.
Well, at least we managed to keep going with the baling.
Yes, well, thanks for that.
That's all right.
There's a bit of a hiccup with the combine this morning as well. You could see the rain clouds gathering, but there didn't seem to be any urgency about getting it fixed.
Oh? That doesn't sound like Debbie.
No, well, I'm afraid I had a bit of a go at her. Everybody's tired, she said. We've got to keep the job going, otherwise we're never going to get through.
Well, that's true, but I know what she means about tiredness. Sometimes it all gets a bit much.
Oh, come on, you would be able to cope with a bit of stress.
Yeah, I suppose, but I certainly get pretty tired these days.
Yes, but you've got a young family as well.
Brian, I wouldn't be too hard on Debbie. There aren't many better managers than her around.
Oh, yes, I know that. I wonder if she's remembered to chase up Jenny and Alice about collecting the riding and fishing fees.
Well, I'd better go and get the cows in.
I hope this rain isn't going to go on.
Yeah, what's the long-term forecast like?
Mixed at best.
Well, we'll see.
Do you fancy a drink later? I owe you one for your help this week.
I was out with Ruth last night.
You can make it a quick one.
Well, all right then, yeah, thanks. As long as I'm not soaked to the skin.
Sorry, but I don't want to give Sid any more excuses for turning us down.
That's okay. I like smoking in the bus shelter. It's cosy.
Yeah, and getting drenched on the way over is cosy too, I suppose.
Look, Sid's not going to change his mind. I mean, you can see it every time we walk in, the way he does a quick check to make sure Jazz is not with us.
Yeah, well, Mum said she'd give it one last try, so you never know.
Wouldn't hold my breath.
Anyway, now we've got a new singer, things are looking up.
Ash did have a great voice, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Especially when they've got your number.
He's got nothing to do with college, neither.
So?
I just don't want it turning into a college band, that's all.
What if Stu don't want to stay?
He will. Once we get Jazz sorted out. Because whatever Sid says or does, there's no way Jazz is not going to be part of this band.
Oh, that's better. I hope there's something decent on the telly.
Probably not. They usually ain't till later. Can't stand all them makeover shows.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind having that Lawrence Llewellyn watch-his-face spicing up my colour scheme.
Oh, give over, Clary. It always looks worse than it was before they started.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
You didn't have nothing to do with that goat disappearing, did you?
Of course I didn't. I never went near the flaming thing. I wish I had, Nick. Just to teach her a lesson. I mean, coming round here having a go at me all the time.
Yeah, but then you would have done it. So what would be the point in that?
Oh, give it a rest, will you?
Poor Mrs. Snell. She had them goats for ages. First one dies, now the other's gone missing.
Poor Mrs. Snell, my foot.
Oh, who's that?
If it's Linda Snell, come round again, I swear on...
Eddie, it ain't her. It's the police.
You see, it's precisely because of its rarity that we need to make more of our good fortune in having the early gentian on our doorstep.
But hardly anyone ever sees it.
Most people in Borsetshire don't even know it exists.
Well, then we should have to educate them. It's one of only 13 species of gentian to be found in Britain.
Well, let's hope your goat hasn't wandered off and eaten it.
I don't think that's very funny, Brian.
No, you're right, Linda. I'm sorry.
You may see animals go off the farm without a second glance, but Beta is different.
Of course she is.
She's been a loyal member of the family for years.
Yes, I realise that.
We'll all look out for her on the farm.
Now, when did you last see her?
This morning, when I fed her.
Linda, she is pretty old, isn't she?
Yes.
Well, are you sure she hasn't, you know, gone off to be on her own? And...
Oh, yes, like Sammy did.
Yeah.
Peggy was devastated.
Please, Brian, don't. No, there is somebody out there who knows exactly what has happened to Demeter.
How can you be sure?
Oh, I'm quite certain. And he should be made to pay for his iniquity.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, look, Brian, there's a couple going over there, over by the fireplace.
Oh, yes, if you'll excuse us, Linda, there's some business we need to discuss.
Yes, of course. Oh, hard luck. Mr. Booth's got in there before you.
Oh,
never mind. I've been sitting down in that cab most of the day anyway.
By the way... Did you know I've been asked to be a guide at Lower Loxley for their forthcoming historical weeks?
Oh, yeah. Kenton tried to rope me and Ruth in on that.
Did he?
Yeah, he wanted to wrap Ben up in yards of swaddling and the rest of us in wigs and breeches.
Hmm. You have got quite an 18th century face.
Oh. I'll take that as a compliment, shall I?
I should.
Of course, I won't be able to do it all the time. Just for a few hours here and there.
I dare say you'll be researching your role, though.
Oh, yes. Actually... Kenton suggested I could be one of his mistresses.
What?
He's playing the infamous Cedric Partita. Bit of a philanderer, you know.
The phrase to the manner born springs to mind.
Yes, he is very keen. It's nice to see him getting on so well with Kathy, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
She was telling me they had a lovely day out yesterday. And Kendon's ever so good with Jamie.
Yes, well...
Hey, Linda Snow, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Don't make it worse than it already is, Eddie.
Oh, look, those people over there are just going. Come on, David.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right, Dee.
I take it you've had visitors.
Yes, we have.
Oh, when I saw the police standing there, I thought it was our Edward in trouble again.
You've been making false accusations, you have?
No, no, I simply told the community bobby of my suspicions.
That's all they are. Suspicions. You ain't got a shred of evidence.
Not yet, perhaps, but I'm sure it will come.
And they started having a go at me about the digger and all.
No good.
Well, no, it were more like just a word of advice.
I told you I'm going to sort it out.
They said we should try to respect our neighbours' wishes.
Yeah, you were more than likely to have us as neighbours when you had that flood a few months
back. Well, yes, yes, well, that was different. And of course I'll always be grateful to you for that.
Well, and I told them we'd be more than happy to help look for Demeter.
Yes, all right, Clary. The point is, there was no need to call in the police.
I'm sorry, but I disagree.
We could have sat down and sorted this out between us. Instead of which you're trying to get us arrested.
Well, I'd hardly have needed to if you hadn't abused my generosity in the first place.
Oh, God.
I allowed you the use of that paddock in all good faith. And look at the state of it now.
It's being well used, that's all.
Well used? There's scarcely a blade of grass left on half of it. It's nothing but a sea of mud.
You're exaggerating.
No, I am not. You've taken my good intentions and thrown them back in my face. When I found out that Demeter was gone, that was the last straw.
Oh, Mrs. Snow, look, we really are very sorry about your goat. And I did mean what I said earlier about helping you find her.
Well, thank you, Clary. But I still haven't heard a single word of apology from your husband.
Well, because it's got nothing to do with me. She's obviously bitten through her rope and gone for a walk about, that's all.
You could have been more considerate with the digger, though. I know what it's like being woken up by noisy engines and having to put up with bits of machinery all over the place, and it ain't pleasant.
I'm surprised you put up with it.
Go on, Eddie. The least you can do is say you're sorry about the digger.
Yeah, well, I suppose it has been a bit much to put up with. I'll do my best to sort it by the beginning of next week.
Next week?
All right. As soon as I can. I promise.
Thank you. But of course, we mustn't forget what is most important in all of this.
What's that?
The fate of poor Demeter. I shan't be able to rest until I know what has happened to her.
Ruth's keeping the children entertained and Usha wants to take some pictures.
So I'm keeping an eye on these cows while they're not being milked.
They're drying up.
That's right. They're not having their udders cleaned before and after milking, so germs can get in.
Sometimes they need medicine, don't they?
Oh, they do.
Hi, you lot.
Hello.
Hi. I must say, it was a bit of a trek finding you.
Sorry, we're just checking on the carvers.
So I see. Oh, do they look good? Nice glossy coat.
Yeah.
I'm going to make daisy chains with Josh.
Okay, off you go then.
Come on, Josh.
Ben looks very cosy. He isn't always like this.
It's nice to see you all together.
Yeah. We haven't seen you for a while.
I know, it's been pretty hectic lately, and I've been dropping in at Home Farm to give Jennifer a hand with her project too.
How's that going?
Pretty well so far. Alice has been very helpful too with what she's learned at school.
I'll tell you what, why don't you come back for some lunch?
Well, you needn't put yourself to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. We're going over to pick the eggs up in a minute, and then I was going to make a nice big Spanish omelette.
Well, if you're sure.
Of course. We'll just add a couple more eggs, so it's not a problem.
There aren't enough daisies.
Oh, that's a pity.
Have you seen Linda's goat?
No, I can't say I have.
It's gone missing.
Yeah, poor Linda. We've been looking while we've been going round.
But we can't find it.
Oh, Linda must be very upset.
She is. But it's a fair old age for a goat.
Perhaps it's gone to sleep.
Yes, perhaps. Now, there's something I'd like to do before lunch.
And what's that?
Well, you know George is having a photographic competition for the county flower nomination.
Yeah?
I've bought this brilliant digital camera and I thought I could try it out.
Okay.
Now, can you recommend a good place?
Oh, we might just have one or two.
Great. But first of all, I want to practice on you lot.
Right.
It's in here somewhere. They're lovely and small these days.
Oh, it looks like a good one.
I've hardly used it yet.
Pete, Josh, come over here and have your picture taken. Come on!
I like your camera.
Thank you. Now, I want you all to line up against the fence with the cows behind you.
OK, you two, come on either side of me.
That's it, everybody. I want a big smile.
Should we say cheese?
No, sausages.
Right. One, two, three. Sausages!
Now, who'd like to see what it looks like?
Me.
I don't usually come out very well.
Here we are, then. Oh, no, I've cut the top of your head off, Ruth.
What did I tell you?
Will told me he thinks Meg's just about ready for the scurry tomorrow.
Oh, he's been training them really hard.
It'd make his day if she did well at the show.
Oh, yeah, it would. Though it should be really good anyway.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. I've always enjoyed it when I've been to the game fair.
Oh, this is my first time.
Lucky you. Has anybody ever taught you to waltz, Emma?
No, not really. Well, I've done other sorts of dancing.
I don't suppose it's very fashionable nowadays.
I wouldn't mind trying it, though.
It's a pity they don't teach it in schools anymore. It used to be seen as part of every young lady's education.
Well, I can't remember seeing it on the national curriculum.
No.
Well, anyway, I'd better get off. Dad's giving me a lift to work.
All right, nice talking to you.
And you.
Hello, Mike. I've just been chatting to Emma about dancing.
Here, you didn't mention what we're doing, did you?
No, don't worry. I've kept our little secret. So, I'll see you at Grey Gables just after one, then.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't forgotten.
And you will change out a few wellies, won't you?
Hey? Oh. Yeah, right.
We can try the first few steps. I'll see you later.
Yeah, okay, then.
Morning, Jennifer.
Oh, Caroline.
What was all that about, then?
Oh, nothing. Some work I might be doing at Grey Gables.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Here, have you heard the latest about Darrington?
No.
Well, apparently they're bringing in some ringers.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, outsiders to help them win.
Well, that doesn't sound very fair. And
big, beefy blokes, too, I heard, could get very nasty.
Oh, we don't want that.
Yeah, and when they line up the casualties afterwards, they're bound to point the finger at whoever come up with the idea in the first place.
Oh, come on, Mike, you're having me on. It's just a game of football.
No, straight up. Hulking great brutes, I've heard.
I'm sorry, I don't believe you. If you'll excuse me, I need to go and make lunch.
I looked right through the classifieds in the Echo. I couldn't see anything.
Something will come up soon, you'll see. You'd think the PCT would do a bit more to help you.
Oh, I know. All the surgery jobs are already taken.
Don't seem right. You're the best worker they got at that place.
No, it doesn't feel like it at the moment.
Well, that's not your fault, though.
All I am is someone to complain to.
Oh, by the way, Keith phoned just as I got in.
Did he?
Yeah. He was asking what he could get Emma for her 18th.
Oh, surprised he remembered. He's never been much good at birthdays.
Well, he did say your mum reminded him.
All right. What did you tell him?
I said he'd better ask you. He's going to phone back later.
If he remembers. Did you talk to Emma when you took her into work?
No, I tried, but she kept changing the subject.
Oh, Neil, he promised you would.
I know, but... Well, it's not easy talking about that sort of thing.
Well, so she still thinks she's going away with William?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, I don't know. What's wrong with the party at the ball?
I don't know.
Well, it's what most kids do, celebrate with their friends.
Yeah, well, we can't force her to, though.
Oh, no, I know.
But if we give her the money for a hotel, then... Well, basically, we're paying for her to sleep with William.
Oh, she might be doing that anyway.
Yeah, but... Where's the principle of the thing? It's bad enough they're going to Broadlands tomorrow and won't be getting back till goodness knows when.
But we have agreed to that.
But what if they decide it's so late they might as well stay overnight?
No, I'm sure they won't. William's promised he'll bring you straight back home.
Yeah, but you know what those Grundys are like.
William's different, though.
Even so, one thing leads to another and before you know it, they'll be traipsing off around the country on a regular basis.
Oh, no, they couldn't afford to.
Oh, they'd find a way. And then what happens when she comes home and announces she's pregnant?
That's it. That's it. Yeah. You've got the hang of it now.
Do you reckon?
Definitely. And now we bring it to a close. Like this. Well done.
Yeah. Well, not bad, eh?
Yes. Very good indeed for a first time.
It's
takes it out of you, though.
Yes, it's surprising.
Just shows I ain't as fit as I thought I was.
I'm sorry if I pushed you too hard.
Oh, no, 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 I'm fine.
Would have been easier with Oliver here to demonstrate as well.
Yeah, oh, I expect he was too busy.
Oh, yes, something came up.
Look, Caroline, I want you to be honest with me. We got 5 weeks before the dinner dance. Do you reckon I could do it?
Oh, I don't see why not. You've got a natural sense of rhythm and a good awareness of your own physicality.
Come again?
I mean, you manage to stay in control, even when you're being asked to do something unfamiliar at speed. Believe me, not everybody can.
Oh, all right.
But the most important thing of all is, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I did. Well, maybe it ain't going to be so bad after all.
Oh, lemonade, nice of Alice.
Yeah. I expect being out with Chandler all morning's put in a good mood. Now, where were we?
Wondering which section to put the village football team in.
Oh, yes. Oh, just look at it. Oh, look at all those wonderful old characters. There's Grandad Archer and Uncle Tom and Walter Gabriel.
What a strange mix of people. Some of them are older, but the others look very young, barely even teenagers. Quite a gap.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because it was just after the Great War and the boys had to fill in for those who'd been killed in action.
Oh, yes, of course.
So, you see, this could go in the between-the-walls section, couldn't it?
Didn't you mention a sports and pastimes category?
Oh, yes, yes, that's true. Oh, but then again, because they used to play on the green, you can see the ball behind them, so, well, could even go in the landmark buildings bit.
Well, why not put it in all three?
We couldn't do that, could we?
Oh, yes, because once we put the pictures in, they can be accessed by as many different links as you like.
Oh, gosh, isn't that clever?
Of course, it would be a good idea if we sorted out exactly how many different sections you do want.
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, I just recognised who the boy looked at the end of the front row. Oh, I'm sure it's Ned Larkin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I must show it to Clary. Look, he was a grandfather.
Right. Why don't I scan this in anyway, and then we can set it with some of your text, and you can see what it looks like.
Oh, well, that sounds like a good idea. I can definitely see Clary in his face, can't you?
Didn't you say you had to collect the fees from the riding course?
Oh, yes. Well, I should have asked Alice, but she'll be off out by now.
Well, I can carry on while you go.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I'd better. Brian will be livid. He's under so much pressure at the moment with the harvest falling behind.
I heard it should be dry until the weekend now.
Well, we need it clear for a good few weeks yet. But you don't mind getting on your own then, do you?
No, not at all.
All right, well, I'll be as quick as I can.
Well, that's fine. There's still plenty for me to do.
Can I have a word, Emma?
Let me have a drink first.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, it was really hot today in the cafe.
I bet it was.
Felt like it was never going to end.
But you know the game fair tomorrow?
Yeah.
You will come straight back afterwards, won't you?
I promised we would.
Good.
Is that all?
Well, no. There is something else.
What's that?
Your 18th birthday.
Oh, Mum,
me and your dad want you to think again about having a party at the ball.
I've told you I don't want one.
Why not? I mean, we're perfectly happy to pay for
it. Do we have to go into this again?
Yes, we do.
Please, Mum, all I'm asking for is to spend the money on something different.
No, I know. But most people would be happy with a big party for all their friends.
You just don't want me to go away with Will, do you?
No, it's not that.
Yes, it is. I'm nearly 18 and you're still treating me like a child.
But it's a big step, Emma. Going away with someone... A boy for the first time?
I know that.
And you are still very young.
I can't believe this. Loads of people my age are already married.
Yeah, but they usually end up regretting it.
All I want to do is spend a weekend away with my boyfriend. What is wrong with that?
Well, for a start, you can't control my life forever.
Get real, Mum.
Don't talk to me like that. I'm only trying to help.
Well, you're not.
What's going on? What is all this shouting?
Why don't you two just leave me alone?
Oh. Emma, come back here.
No, Neil.
What?
Just... Leave her.
She can't talk to us like that.
No, it's my fault.
Don't be dark.
I mean it. Oh, I think I've blown it.
Of course you haven't.
The way she's feeling now, she probably doesn't even want to come back tomorrow night.
Tensions mount as Nigel gets on Elizabeth's nerves.
Thank you.
Why does the incubator have to be in here?
It's just so much more convenient.
Oh, on top of that cabinet?
Yeah. At least it's out of your way, then.
I thought they were doing perfectly well where they were before.
Oh, no, they're much better in here. But this way I can keep an eye on them, and I should remember to turn them every day.
So long as you don't keep them in here after they've hatched out.
Wouldn't that be fun? Lots of little Scots dumpies running around?
No, Nigel, it wouldn't. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to get on with this copy.
Yeah, that's fine. It's much more fun when you actually get hands-on with the rare breeds.
Kenton still hasn't come up with that rotary of volunteer guides, has he?
Oh, don't remind me. He tells me it's all under control.
Yes, but what does that actually mean?
As far as I know, he's got Simon doing the odd day, likewise Jack and Peggy.
Well, that's hardly enough. I know they're only there to add extra colour, but I want these weeks to be really impressive.
Oh, and he's mentioned Linda, too.
Linda? That's all we need.
I know. She'll be criticising our authenticity all over the place.
Oh, don't. There's only 2 weeks to go, and Kenton hasn't even managed the one thing we've asked him.
He spent rather too much time rehearsing Uncle Cedric.
I know. He finds it far too easy playing the flirt.
Well, Cathy doesn't seem to mind.
And that's another problem.
I must say, your brother can be very frustrating sometimes.
Perhaps one of us should take it over.
Maybe. Although, I don't know when we'll find the time.
Yes.
I mean, we're both busy the rest of today, and it really needs to be finished.
Well, we'll have to give him one last chance, I suppose.
Suppose so.
Hello, Leah Loxley. Siobhan? You've been burgled? Oh, no.
All right, Meg, good girl. It'll be our turn in a minute.
Look at her. She's really excited.
Yeah, she's not used to big events. But she'll be all right.
She should be, after all the training you've done.
Yeah, I hope so.
And she's already done it for real, retrieving.
I know, but it's different when it's competition. She knows it's different too.
Oh, you'll be brilliant, won't you, Meg? When that gun goes off, you'll be off like a shot to fetch that dummy.
Oh, I hope not. She's got to wait till I tell her. That's when the time starts.
All right, sorry. Ignore everything I've just said, Meg.
You'll see how it goes in a minute.
Is that Labrador in a different class?
No. It don't matter what type of dog it is, only how much experience they've had as a gun dog.
Oh, right. This is great, Will.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it is. I just wish my mum and dad had stopped going on every time we'd go anywhere.
Well, they can't stop us, though, can they?
No, but my dad still treats me like I'm his little girl. And it's been worse since the accident, as if they think I might disappear at any moment.
Yeah, I know.
Just wish they'd let go sometimes and trust me a bit.
Clay, what do you fancy having a go at?
Well, I'd like to try the archery.
Oh, yeah, me too. I saw a place with these really old flintlock pistols. Wouldn't mind a go at those.
Oh, there's loads here.
Good job we've got all day, then.
Yeah. Oh, did anyone find that goat of Linda's?
No, I reckon it's just gone off and died.
Fancy ever thinking your dad had done something to it.
Well, knowing him, he might have done. You were really hacked off when the police came round.
They didn't do anything, though, did they?
No, but I don't reckon Linda's given up yet. She keeps wandering around the paddock making notes in a little book.
Sounds a bit obsessive to me.
Yeah, maybe she thinks she's gathering evidence or something. Oh, I want to watch this.
Suss out the opposition?
Yeah, something like that. There he goes!
It must have been awful to come back and find the door wide open like that. Oh, they just don't care, do they?
Why should they? They've got what they wanted.
Poor thing. It's so horrible.
They've been through everything. And if it wasn't valuable, they just threw it to one side.
So what else have they taken, apart from the jewellery?
Those lovely watercolours I bought in London. And the blue Ruskin vase.
No, that's terrible.
I know. They weren't interested in the TV or stereo, anything like that. It feels exactly as if they'd attacked me personally.
But why pick on you?
Because I'm vulnerable. A pregnant woman on her own. They must have been watching me.
Is that what the police think?
Yeah.
Well, at least they got here quickly. I see they've been taking fingerprints.
They said it's probably a professional job, not just kids on the make.
What, for a collector or something?
Yeah, more than likely. There's always a market for quality goods, apparently.
Oh, how awful.
Oh, it's the first time anything like this has ever happened to me.
Yeah, it's a horrible experience.
That makes me feel so weak and feeble.
Shh, you mustn't think that. You are not at all.
Sorry.
No, don't be.
I phoned Brian, but he wasn't there, so I left a message.
Oh, right.
He won't turn up anyway. He'll be much too busy.
Look, now, I want you to drink this tea while I start tidying up a bit.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, I will.
But what about your work? You'll need to get back, won't you?
It's all right. Nigel can cope. Now, have you got a duster for all this fingerprint powder?
It's in the cupboard in the hall.
Right, well, I'll...
Yvonne, I got your message.
Hello, Brian.
Elizabeth, good of you to come round.
Brian, thank God you're here.
Come on, my darling, come on. It's all right, it's all right.
It's been so horrible.
Oh, I know, I know.
I'll leave you to it, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Elizabeth. Okay, thanks.
If you need me, just give me a call.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I'll see you out.
Right.
I'll be okay, and I'll give you a ring later.
Yes, you do that. And you know you can come and stay this evening if you need to.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much, Elizabeth. I'll give you a ring.
Bye.
Well, that's blown it.
But you knew she knew. She's known for weeks.
Yeah, but it's not quite the same as being confronted with it like this.
Don't worry. If she was going to say anything, she'd have said it by now.
Are you sure? This is Elizabeth we're talking about, isn't
Yes, I'm sure. She hasn't told anybody. She's a good friend.
And I hope so, for your sake.
And yours.
How about you? They've made a real mess, haven't they?
Elizabeth was going to tidy it up for me.
Well, I can do that. How about a cup of tea?
She's already made me one.
And she has done well, hasn't she?
I thought you probably wouldn't be able to get here.
No, I know. It's been frantic this week. But fortunately, the harvest is back on track. And I got a board meeting this afternoon, so Jenny knows I'll be out all day.
Does it matter if you miss the meeting?
No, it's okay. I can feed Matt an excuse and pop in later if necessary. Because what's most important is making sure you're all right.
Oh, Brian. They took the earrings you gave me and the necklace.
Oh, my darling. I can always find you some more. Come here.
Look at this, Rosette. Second place, Meg. You were brilliant. Yeah, you know you were.
She were fantastic. She flew over the water on that second goal.
Oh, and what about the first one when you couldn't even see the dummy?
Not bad, eh?
Nearly as good as their owner. Shooting like that. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of practice, ain't I?
Please welcome Corinne Harris.
When's our turn on the 4x4 course?
About 20 minutes.
I suppose we ought to think about going after that.
Yeah, should do. We could stop on the way back for a meal at a pub.
Yeah. Well, I wish we could afford to book in somewhere for the night.
Well, maybe we could if we were really cheap.
Oh, it wouldn't be fair when you would work tomorrow.
Yeah, and it'd upset your mum and dad.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't matter. Today has been lovely just as it is.
Well, we've still got your birthday to look forward to. Do you know where you want to go yet?
Somewhere with good clubs.
So, a city then?
Yeah, but I'd like somewhere really pretty as well. Just somewhere a lot different to Ambridge.
How about the lakes?
That'd be great. Where's the nearest place with decent clubs?
Blackpool's not far.
I've been there with Ed, remember?
Oh, yeah. What about Liverpool? It's not that far from the lakes.
Maybe we could stay a night in each.
Yeah, maybe. Come on, let's go and see the owls.
Okay.
Nigel, will you please stop forever fiddling with those eggs? It's driving me mad.
I must say, you've been in an odd mood ever since you got back from Siobhan's.
Oh, well, so would you be if you'd been confronted by the sight of Uncle Brian and her together.
It's not as if you didn't know about him.
I know, but seeing them together like that...
How did Brian react?
Oh, it was a shock when he first saw me. He recovered very quickly.
I expect to take quite a bit of practice.
Just hope he was as embarrassed as I was.
Well, at least he turned up to support her, I suppose.
And she wasn't expecting it. I really don't want to just let him get away with it.
But what can you do?
Well, I could go and talk to him about how shameful the whole business is.
No, Lizzie.
Why not? He has treated both Jennifer and Siobhan appallingly, and so far he's got away with it.
I really don't think you should get involved. In fact, I'm quite sure it's the worst thing you could possibly do.
I love that film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it for years.
Is it 6 o'clock yet?
It's just gone.
You've got to go then.
Well, it'll look very suspicious if I don't make a move soon.
I wish you could stay.
I'm sorry, Siobhan.
I'm scared of being here on my own.
I know. If only that door had been properly fixed today.
What if the burglars come back? Or what if someone else sees that the lock's broken? What'll I do then?
All right, Siobhan.
Sorry. I shouldn't be crying. I should be strong. I'm not going to win.
No, it's all right. It's okay. You're right. I can't leave you here on your own. I'll stay the night.
Really? But what about Jennifer?
Well, I'll call her later. And tell her I went out with Matt and Jerry and had a couple too many drinks.
Will she believe you?
Yes. It wouldn't be the first time.
What if she tries phoning you?
Well, it'll be on the mobile, so it won't matter. And what matters right now is that you feel safe and secure. You've had a terrible experience.
It hasn't been the best day of my life.
No, of course it hasn't. But I'm here now. You'll be safe with me.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.